Finally, we see the motivation. We see the motive of how for getting good out of bad. And praise God, that motive, amen, comes from, praise God, verse 20. And on into verse 21. Look what he said. You see, the motive, the motivation was that what? That Jesus Christ might be magnified. When you magnify something, what do you do to it? Praise God, you enlarge in it. Peter is, Paul is saying, praise God, that Christ be magnified. Not magnified by somebody else. He said that he be magnified in my body. Praise God, I don't care if I live or rest or not, I die. Praise God, I am not going to back off the way I feel about Christ. You see, that's what's wrong with some Christians today. When they get into circumstances, praise God, the God that they know, praise God, they begin to forget about it. But can I remind us, praise God, that when God gets involved with any situation that you have, praise God, it's going to turn out, it's going to turn out to be all right. Amen. Can I close this sermon? Because when I look at Jesus, praise God, Jesus went through a bad situation. Praise God, on Friday, it looked like it was a bad situation. Praise God. They whipped him all night long. Praise God. They led him up a hill called Calvary. Praise God. They took and pierced him in his side. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. That was bad, praise God. But guess what? Look at the good that came out of it. Oh, you can't see the good, praise God, because he died. Praise God. And after he died, praise God, he rose again. But praise God, that's not the good that I'm really talking about. You won't know the good that I'm talking about. Look at me today. Look at you today. Praise God. If I were to come in here and let everybody testify, everybody in here would testify that they are no longer the same. Praise God, if they've given their life to Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, there is something good about that. Hallelujah. There is something good about that. We couldn't see the good when he was walking up that hill. We couldn't see the good when they were whipping him all night long. Nobody could see the good when they put the crown of thorns upon his head. Nobody could see the good when they pierced him in his side. Nobody could see the good when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Nobody can see the good, but right now, look at the good. I can no longer just see the good. I'm a part of the good. Hallelujah. He took me out of the mocking mire. Praise God, of sin. Put me on the street. Call straight, and I am running. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the right matter with me? Praise God, don't tell them that Martin and Phil slipped on a banana peel and hit his head. Just tell him that he is the Son of God, that he is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Nobody could read, nobody could see the good as they read the scripture. But as a result of the scripture, look at all of the good that I'm looking at. Because I said at the outset, every last one of us was a used to be. I don't need to ask you what you used to be, but I know what I used to be. But I'm glad. I'm so 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 glad that I'm no longer used to be. Young folk, when you find yourself in a circumstance, when you find yourself in a quagmire, when you find yourself, praise God, in a position that you should not be, don't give up on God. Leave it. Keep your mind on Jesus. Praise God, because if he allowed you to go into that quagmire, he's strong enough and he has enough power to be the one to bring you out. That's what you need to be looking for. So I'm so glad. Just like for the Apostle Paul, his situation looked bleak. It looked dismal. But Paul was not looking at his circumstances. He kept his focus on Christ. Didn't forget about it. He said that for me to live but to die is gain. Let me make sure I clarify that for you. What Paul was saying, he said, if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for Christ. Because I want Christ to be magnified in my life. He said, if I live, and there's not a person out here that want to die. There's not a person out here that want to die. Paul is saying that if I live, I'm going to continue to witness for him. I'm going to continue to live for him. But he said that if I have to die at Nero's chopping block, praise God, I'm going to gain the more. There might be somebody here this morning. And you might be going through some bad stuff right now. My message to you: rise above your circumstances. Because if God is truly in your life, if you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, you know beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt that whatever it is that you are going through, that God is in control. Praise God. I almost want to have one other thing that I can give. One more illustration. Illustration about intercessory prayer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the 12th chapter of Acts, Herod Agrippa was breathing havoc on the church. He had already had James killed. And Peter was waiting his trial. They just postponed it until after Easter. That word didn't say Easter, but it was actually Passover. But guess what happened? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You go back home, read that 12th chapter of Acts. It said that the church, everybody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the church. The church went in prayer for Peter. And as a result of the church going in prayer for Peter, the Bible tells us that Peter was laying down. Peter was resting good. Peter wasn't concerned. Go back and read it. Peter was asleep, y'all. The angel had to wake him up. angel said, Peter, get up. Put your shoes on. Put your robe on. In other words, he's telling him, you're getting ready to go for a little trip. And they tell me that the angel took Peter by the hand. Because you know Peter was, he was hooked up to one God. There was a God at the door. There was a God at the front door, the back door, the side door. Peter, the angel took Peter and walked him on through there. Got him on out in town. And it started to let you know that the angel went on about his business. Peter went to goes to Mary's house where they were having church. Oh, little girl by the name of Rhoda comes to the door. Peter just a knocking. Rhoda comes to the door, Brother Colbert, and I guess Rhoda did one of these. And ran back. I often sometimes look at that. I say, were they really praying sincerely? She ran back and she said, y'all, I'm going to paraphrase, but I think she was saying, y'all, what y'all been praying about? The person who you praying for, he's at the front door. They say, oh Lord, she done drank too much Kool-Aid. She done drank too much Kool-Aid. She must be seeing a ghost. But guess what? Peter kept on knocking. Go back and read it. When they finally opened the door, Peter got up in there and told them exactly what happened. And the only thing Peter said, tell the rest of my brother. And God took Peter off the scene right there. Not killed him. But he did it for a purpose. Because if you keep reading the 12th chapter, it lets you know that Herod Agrippa died. But Peter survived. All because of intercessory prayer. Because the church prayed for him. You don't get nothing else out of what I said today. It's important that we pray one for another. There might be somebody here today. You haven't given your life to Christ. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that now. God loves you. He sent his son down here to die for you so that you can have the right to the tree of life. And if you're here, we're going to ask you to come. Praise God. Amen. You all may be seated. Amen. Let us, those who want to come around the altar. Come around the altar. If you don't, and you don't have, stand right where you are.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome road until redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare.